allegories, and symbols. Returning to Veneto, Cossarotti spent the best years of his youth in Verona until 1918, a city he greatly loved and found strategically important due to its proximity to Venice. Here, through attending the Biennales and engaging with the young experimental artists gathered in the Carpesaro group, he was able to immerse himself in an up-to-date and international artistic environment. His acquaintance with the works of Klimt, which he had the opportunity to admire at the important retrospective in the 1910 Biennale, was a true revelation, destined to influence his painting in a phase that can be defined as symbolist. The large painting entitled The Ladies, considered his youthful masterpiece, is a striking allegory of the early stages of womanhood, depicted in different states of mind and inclinations. In this scene, from the very clear tone, in the open air, morning light, the large trees of Piazza Bra in Verona stand out in the background, which the painter could contemplate from his studio. Four female figures, with emblematic names, appear gathered as in a Renaissance painting, with a clear reference to Botticelli's Spring. From the inscriptions at their feet, they can be identified, starting from the left. Dolores, personification of mourning, a Violante, representing melancholy, a while Bianca, in the purity of her adolescent nude reflected in the mirror, symbolizes innocence. Finally, Gioconda is the emblem of a fulfilled life in the joys of marriage. Each figure's symbolic value is enhanced by the meticulously depicted objects that appear at their feet. In the immediately following paintings, such as Nighttime at San Fiorano, The Milky Way, and Two Figures, Cossarotti changes register from the almost photographic realism of young ladies to dreamlike atmospheres, evoked through a more abstract and stylized painting. The same themes and an even more hallucinating linear synthesis can be found in the extraordinary graphic works from these years and in the stylization of the two terracotta versions of the mask, where references to Egyptian and archaic Greek sculpture are evident.